right. You're one of those feminists, huh?
I am indeed.
I've got a few of them in my family. Strongest black women you'll ever meet.
His chin lifted.
My grandbaby Alicia is...
I put on a set of headphones, hopeful Ray would get the hint. When I looked up a few minutes later, he was gone. I continued hammering until my eyes blurred. This task was one of about 2,000. It was my own fault, of course. I bought a house that had a date with a wrecking ball until I stepped in. If only I had no scruples, I'd have a team of ghosts operating heavy machinery to renovate this house in no time. But patience was a virtue, I reminded myself, and I valued peace and quiet more than painted walls. I took a lunch break, frying up eggs and bacon in the one pan I owned. I'd seen a few on the shelf in the local housewares store, but I decided to wait for a sale. There'd be one soon enough. Sales seemed to be the lifeblood of the American economy. I'd forgotten the regularity of them during my time abroad. I felt a presence behind me, and knew without looking that it was the old lady in the bubblegum pink robe, whose name I'd also deliberately avoided remembering, despite her valiant efforts to tell me. We weren't roommates, no matter how many times they drifted into the house without an invitation.
I like my eggs poached, she said.
Congratulations. I slid my food onto a plate and ate it at the counter.
Why bother having a table and chairs if you're going to stand to eat?
Because sometimes I'm not in the mood to sit. I shoveled down the eggs and wished I'd remembered to buy hot sauce.
You've been standing for hours. My legs are tired just watching you.
I glanced over at her. Then stop watching me. Her gaze traveled around the airy kitchen.
This house is awfully big for one person. Are you thinking about starting a family? How old are you, anyway?
Bacon in hand, I pointed to the doorway. Out! The old woman disappeared in a huff. They'd been relatively well-behaved since I spared them. It was only recently that they'd grown bolder and started encroaching on my space. At least there were only two of them. London had been so much worse. I fell asleep after lunch and awoke to the sound of dripping water. Terrific. Now I'd have a pipe to fix before bedtime. I rolled out of bed and went in search of the source.
It's the toilet in the downstairs half bath,
Ray said, appearing at the bottom of the staircase.
What did I tell you about house rules?
I found your leak, young lady. You should be thanking me.
I'll thank you for not crossing the boundaries I set.
I wasn't a fan of witches and didn't want to hire one to ward the house, but I would if it became necessary. Ray floated to the bathroom door and pointed.
It's a simple fix. You need a new washer in the tank. They sell them down at Hewitt's. Ask Clark. He's real knowledgeable. Terrible poker player, though. If you need money for all these jobs, he's an easy mark.
I bit my lip to suppress a smile. I'll keep that in mind. The old woman was on the front porch as I passed by. I tossed a triumphant glance at Ray over my shoulder. See, this one knows how to follow the rules.
Why is Ray allowed inside?
She demanded, folding her fuzzy pink sleeves across her chest.
I don't like these double standards.
Ignoring her, I walked across the bridge that spanned the moat and passed through the gate to where I'd parked my pickup truck, another relic of the past I bought when I moved back to the States. The truck's previous owner had taken good care of the vehicle, though, which saved me time and money. I drove down the hill to the heart of Fairhaven. Although I'd given the town a cursory glance online, I'd been unprepared for the slice of Americana that it truly was. White picket fences, clean streets, charming shops that promised a superior customer experience. As a child, I'd driven through towns like Fairhaven on weekend outings with my grandfather. Pops liked to repurpose pretty much everything, which meant trawling nicer neighborhoods for trash that he then fashioned into our treasure.